It's WSB's Money Matters with Wes Moss. Certified financial planner and chief investment strategist from Atlantis Capital Investment Advisors. Wes talks to you about investing and saving for the future. Brought to you every Sunday by RBM of Atlanta Mercedes-Benz Sandy Springs.
Good morning. Welcome to Money Matters here on a Sunday morning. Kind of dreary outside, warm, kind of rainy, 63 degrees on Peachtree. You know, wondering if lacrosse practice gets canceled today or not. I don't know. Obviously, we haven't made the call yet. Totally fine with rain, but not thunder and lightning, so we'll see. Jury is still out, it looks like. So good morning. Welcome to Money Matters. We're going to go to the phones here. We've been talking about this just dramatic market sell-off, 3,000 plus, more than 3,000 points in really just a week, a little over a week in trading. So it's really obviously caught anyone's attention. Is a lot of, anytime you get a dramatic sell-off like this, I know that it hurts. I do believe that it's an opportunity. The reason it's an opportunity is that the market was very much due for a correction. The fundamentals are still good. And we just went over the fact that recessions are when corrections turn into bear markets. So we get a sell-off and then you go into a recession or an impending recession economically. That's when these sell-offs go from 10 to 25 or more. If we stay out of recession historically, and this is since 1987, we have not, and this is past 87, so the last 31 years, 87 was its own animal. But beyond that, it's very difficult to get a 20%+ market correction without an impending recession. And it doesn't look like we're even close to a recession, which means that this pullback stays a pullback, stays a correction. Still doesn't mean it doesn't hurt. It still doesn't mean it's comfortable to go through. It hurts to lose money. But if we get to a point where we're down 10, 14, 15% and we start to bottom out, that's what happens in corrections. You call it garden variety. It's still painful, but we live to fight another day. And remember, we're investors, so we have to have a longer-term perspective throughout this. Let me go to the phone lines here. So if you have questions about your retirement plan, whether it's the government retirement plan, TSP, or a 401k or a 403b, then we're here to take your phone calls and your questions. If it has something to do with a pension payout or an annuity payout or a sort of a lump sum, you've got to make one of those decisions, then we're happy to go through that math with you here on the show. If it has to do with either educational savings or a tax question or anything revolving around your investment allocation, maybe it's a fund question, an ETF. Hey, I've got these ETFs. I've heard about all these scary ETFs blowing up last week, Wes. Are my ETFs safe? Are my mutual funds safe? Are my bonds safe? I'm looking at bonds and hey, my bonds are going down, Wes. I have a fund or even my individual bonds are going down. What should I be doing from an allocation standpoint? Then I'm here to give you the most objective advice as I can humanly give on a Sunday morning. And it's really my favorite part about Money Matters. I think our audience gets so much out of the calls that come in and we try to answer. These discussions are powerful. And if you have a question, there's probably 1,000 other people out there that have the same question or very similar. So it's very helpful to the community to talk these things through live on the radio. So give me a call here in the studio. Give us a call. The number in the studio, 404-872-0750 is the number here in the studio. Ryan Ely will take a call and patch it through. He gets lonely in there if there's not a lot of calls. So the number again, 404, give us a call. Phone line's open, 404-872-0750, the number in the studio. Or if you're listening around the country, 1-800-WSB-TALK. I'm going to go right to Tammy, who joins us on the line from Atlanta. Hey, Tammy, what's going on? How can I help?
Hey, good morning. I'm 58 and a half. I've got the Fidelity Index 2025.
Did you just say you're 50? I'm sorry, Tammy, did you say you're 58 and a half?
Yeah.
Got it. Okay.
And so my main IRA, my main money account is with a Fidelity Index Fund, Target Date Fund 2025. So someone said yesterday, well, it looks like it's about 30% international. Fidelity guy said that. And then he thought maybe that was too much. And then, anyway, I'm just trying to figure if I, and then, Merrill Lynch guy, so don't make any changes right now. You don't want to jump out at the bottom. And he didn't think we're into a recession, like you said. So anyway, and then they always want to know if I want them to manage my money.
Well, now, wait. You just mentioned, there's so many things that you just mentioned that I have questions about. You just mentioned your Fidelity folks. You mentioned a Merrill Lynch person. I'm going to go back to the beginning of the call when you told me you're 58 and a half. Are you just trying to make sure we know exactly how old you are, Tammy? Usually you're not trying to add even half years onto your age. So, but you're getting specific.
I do want to preserve this money.
Yeah.
I don't want to lose it all. So that is my main account. And so, and I've got it, and I've always gone to a target date fund. So.
Okay. I'm looking at this Fidelity. It sounds like the Fidelity Freedom Fund. Fidelity Freedom Funds are their target date funds. The 2025 has, to your point, it's about 25% in international stocks, Tammy.
Mm-hmm.
And it's another 37% in U.S. So where is it away from stocks? 26%, 27 bond, another 11 cash. So let's call that 38, almost 40% in cash and bonds, the other 60 in U.S. and international. So you're getting close to that retirement age. Well, actually, let me ask you that. So you're 58 and a half. When do you think you're going to be in actual retirement? And the reason I ask that question is, when do you think you're going to start using this money for income or start utilizing it?
I was wanting to start using some of this money and when I turn 59 and a half, maybe $1,000 a month or something, maybe. I was hoping to maybe start taking some of it out.
Are you still working or are you still saving?
Yeah, so maybe at least 5 more years, maybe realistically working. And I will have a pension coming and Social Security.
Got it. Well, I look at the way that this so any of these target date funds, whether you're using a Vanguard target date fund or a T. Rowe Price target date fund or a Fidelity target date fund, they all have the similar concept where they give you an automatic balance, Tammy. And then as you get older, that balance shifts. So they are rebalancing it for you. So it gets a little bit more conservative as you get to retirement age. So this thing will get more conservative as you go.
Yeah.
So I think there's a lot of advantages to these target date funds. They give you the asset allocation, which is the spreading out of U.S. international stocks, bonds,
uh-huh.
other areas, cash. Those are all the different asset classes. That's a good thing. The next part of this is it rebalances and it gets more conservative, so you're not stuck in 90% in stocks when you're 62 and now you need the money and the market takes a 20-30% dive, we go into recession, and all of a sudden you've damaged your retirement assets to a point where now your income from that, it's going to be a lot lower because it's such a dramatically lower value. So this is a good thing to have this type of strategy in place as you get into retirement. And again, one of the biggest mistakes retirees will make is they stay too aggressive too long and their portfolios mm-hmm. get hit right before they need to use the money. So I actually like the fact that you're using this. It's a really good way to do it. The only issue with these is that they are very much, Tammy, and this is not just the fund you're using, but any target date fund, they are very just formulaic. And you don't really know what's happening inside the fund. And sometimes that's okay, as long as you know the fundamental principles that each retirement target date fund uses. So what Fidelity's philosophy is and T. Rowe Price and Vanguard. So you've got to be comfortable with how they're doing it inside of the fund. And sometimes, I think it's particularly as you're headed into retirement, it's a little tough to have everything just on a set it and forget it basis where you have really no access. You can't really, there's no commentary around it. You don't know what the manager's doing, why they're doing it. So sometimes it does help to have an advisor to help you through this and really understand what you own. Some people don't need that. There are a lot of investors, and the way the math works on this is about 25 to 30% of investors in America, they don't need any commentary. They don't care. They can just stick money in a few Vanguard funds or a target date fund and let it ride, and they're totally comfortable with that. a lot of us out there want to have some sort of interaction. And maybe that's why you have your Merrill Lynch group. Maybe that's why you have your Fidelity group, so that you can have a conversation and have some sort of customized plan that's specific to you. And it's going to cost you a little bit, Tammy, right? If you're in a program with Fidelity, you may have to pay them some sort of percentage a year. If you're with Merrill Lynch, I guarantee you, you're going to pay something in order to, for them to give you advice. And sometimes it's very much worth it, especially as you go through these periods of time and you get freaked out. Some investors get freaked out in these periods and they make big mistakes. To your point, hey, it's not the time to sell out everything, because we think that we're not having a recession. If we don't have a recession, that means we probably don't go down by 25 or 30%. But you've got to make that call, Tammy. I would just tell you to kind of wrap this up, that you're in a good to very good spot. The fact that you're already balanced in a retirement target date fund. Done. To take that one step further, to get a little bit more customization around that, is when that would be the next step for you with your Fidelity group, maybe the Merrill group. And for some individuals, it's very much worth it to get some guidance and pay a little bit per year in order to do that. 404-872-0750, the number in the studio. We're going to keep going to the phones. David joins us on the line. David from Kennesaw, what's going on? How can I help, man?
Hey, okay. Mike's call was very similar to this last caller's call. And both my wife and I are turning 50 this year, so we've got between 12 and 15 more years of working. We would love to be 2.5. But my wife got let go from her job in 2016 after 28 years with the company, and we were fortunate. We were kind of investing, or you know, buy it and forget it type, and we have roughly right at $700,000 in a Vanguard in her 401k through her old company that we did not move.
Got it. Hey, David, let me stop you there. We got to go to a quick break. So hang on. Okay. Quick news, weather, traffic. Stay on the line with me. We'll come back. We'll answer your question. 404-872-0750. Money Matters. More Money Matters. And David's question straight ahead. News 95.5 AM 750 WSB.
Now here's more great money and investment advice from certified financial planner Wes Moss.
Good morning. Welcome back to Money Matters. David joins us on the line. David, now you had mentioned, are you still with me, by the way?
Yes.
Okay. So you've got this, refresh our listeners here. We've got $700,000 from your wife. She was at a company for over 20 years. Now it's still in a Vanguard 401k, but you also have your own savings too, correct?
Actually, no, I don't. We were putting all of our money into hers because she was making a lot of money, and where I was at did not have a employee match type of retirement fund.
All right, well that works too. I have a lot of families that I work with that one income was to live on, the other income was to save, and that works out actually wonderfully well if you do it for a long period of time. So that actually, it sounds like it has been working for you guys. You are, refresh me on your ages again.
We're both turning 50 this year. Now, with her being laid off, I went out and got a different job that I will now have a small pension within 10 years.
All right.
It'll bring me about $1,000 a month, but and that will go up 3% every year after I retire.
So, David, if the money, though, for her money is still at Vanguard, and about what, do you remember what, how that's invested? Is it mostly stock or mostly bond or balanced?
We did very aggressive for the entire time it was in there, and it's still, it's either 80-90% stock and 10-20% bond. It is very aggressive still.
Okay, so, but you're only 50. So here's my answer to this, is that I'm okay with that level of aggressiveness because you're only 50 and it might be 15 years before you guys truly retire. And Vanguard is a great place to continue to have those assets. I would be a little nervous to have 100% in equities now in my 50s, but listen, I go back to the 15-50 stock rule, which means that if you get 15 years left on this planet or more, you've got to have at least 50% in stock. And you guys have 30. You've got 30, 40, 50 years left. So you've got a really long horizon, David. And I think that if you want to take advantage of this correction, well, you're quite frankly, you're already fully invested. So you've got to stay the course here and understand that as she gets reemployed, you want to continue to do this same program. You know, you got now. Listen, we're running out of time. So hang on one second here. I want to wrap this up. I know this is a multi-segment call, but this is really important stuff. Hang on one more segment, David, and we'll finish up with you. Money Matters will return right here, News 95.5 AM 750 WSB.
WSB's Money Matters with Wes Moss, certified financial planner and chief investment strategist from Atlantis Capital Investment Advisors. Wes talks to you about investing and saving for the future. Brought to you every Sunday by RBM of Atlanta, Mercedes-Benz, Sandy Springs.
Good morning. Welcome back to Money Matters. Wes, would you please get to answering these questions? For goodness sake, David, we're back and I'll finally answer your question. As we talked through this, David, I think the quandary that you're in is that you guys have been saving everything in your wife's 401k. She got laid off. It's still in the 401k at Vanguard, and it's 100% stock, David. Is that correct?
It's 90-10.
Okay.
Actually.
So your question was, do you rebalance? And the answer is no. The answer is no, because today, if you had told me that you're 50% in stock and you're 50% in bonds and cash, then I'd say, sure, go ahead, rebalance. Good time to be buying more into equities as we have a correction. But you're already there. So you're already almost all stock to begin with, and you're only 50. So you've got at least a decade, if not 15 years, before you guys are going to retire. So you don't need to be rebalancing to something that's more conservative today because you still have such a long horizon. So the answer is no. I don't think you rebalance to be more conservative today. If anything, I think people should be adding to stocks during this correction. So that's number one. Number two, you're in Vanguard, which is a wonderful place to be. It's good, great, low cost funds. You have a wide open architecture of different areas in the marketplace in the world that you can invest in. So I think it's where you are is probably a really good place to keep it. The reason I tell you to change or let's say roll it over to an IRA is if you feel like you need some counsel and advice right now and you don't want to go it alone. And then you can, that's another conversation. Do you have an advisor somewhere? Do you use Fidelity? Do you use Schwab? Do you use the Vanguard advisors? Do you use an outside fee-only advisory firm? The answer to that might be yes. But for now, to answer your first and most important question, this is not the time to get more conservative in markets. 404-872-0750. Where are we headed next? We are going to David, another David, this time from Atlanta. David, good morning. How can I help?
Good morning, Wes. Thank you. Similar question, only I'm only 5 years away from retirement, but I am 100% in stocks, and it's through the TSP.
Okay, so here's what David... Interesting. Okay, so David, you are only 5 years away. And again, right. For our audience, just to a quick refresher, if you don't know what TSP is, TSP is the Thrift Savings Plan. And you're a government employee, I would suspect.
Yeah.
So if you're a government employee, for those listening, the Thrift Savings Plan, also referred to as TSP, is your version. It's the government's version of a kind of a big national 401k plan. And you've got, it's interesting because it's this giant plan, but it's really only got, there are only five investment options. It's CSI, which is easy to remember because of the crime scene investigation show, but C stands for common stock, so basically a large cap fund, S is a small cap fund, and I is their international, and then GF are the government fund and the fixed income fund, both bond funds, and that's it. That's all you got, and that's okay because they're good low-cost indexes that give you the main areas of the world to access. Your question, though, David, is that, hey, look, I'm only 5 years out, and you're worried about maybe being too aggressive. Tell me your allocation again. How much do you have in CSI?
The large cap is about 60%, and then 20-20 in the small and the international.
Wow, so you're 100% in equities.
Right.
Okay. And
that's why I was wondering if it's time to start moving.
Again, okay, so similar answer I'm going to give you that I just did, that we just talked about, except the big nuance here is that you're much closer to retirement than our last caller. Our last caller was 15 years before he was ever going to touch his money. You're only 5. This is what I'm going to tell you.
Well, now this might throw a little something in it. I'm also contributing about 70% of my salary to TSB currently.
Wow. Okay, so you're kind of in that super haymaking phase where you're really saving right now.
Right.
And I would say this, is that this, again, is during these pullbacks, during these corrections, and who knows how long these things last, right? I mean, they've gotten so much, the cycles that we go through in markets have gotten shorter and shorter, seemingly, where correction happens in days, not months. The rebounds are quicker too. Who knows when we do start to rebound? Who knows if the rebound takes a week or two, right? So we don't know how quickly this correction stops, and then we don't know how quickly it will heal itself. But we do know historically that these corrections or these downdrafts, they do end, and then we do recover. So now is not the time. So to recap for our audience, CSI, those are all stock-oriented funds. You're 60% large cap, 20% international, 20% small. You're 100% in stocks 5 years out of retirement, which is a little aggressive in my opinion. However, now during this correction is not the time to sell stocks to get more conservative. So what I would do, this is my thought on what I would do if I were in your situation, I would wait until we recover. That might be in 3 weeks, it might be 3 months, it might be 2 years from now, I don't know. But I would be patient because you still have a full 5 years. I would be patient, wait till we recover, David, and then I think it's time for you to dial back the risk. And that would be, of course, adding to G, adding to F, the government fund and the fixed income fund. Those are very stable. They pay a little bit of interest. And by the way, slightly higher interest now because rates are going up, interest rates are going up. So the G fund is going to pay more now. The F fund, as in fixed income, is going to pay more. So when we do recover in the stock market side of the equation, I think then it's time to look at some sort of balance that would look, as a guide, the life cycle funds are a nice proxy for balance. If you look at the life or the L2030 fund, it has 32% G, 6% F as in fixed income. It's about 40% in fixed income or safety. The other 60% stays in CSI, which are the stock side. That's the kind of allocation, David, that you want to look at or probably fully consider or consider more heavily as you're getting closer to retirement. So I wouldn't do the rebalance now because you're already all stock. You don't want to do it in the middle of a correction. But when we recover, then it's time to start to get a little bit more balanced and a little bit more conservative. Good morning. Welcome to Money Matters, the number in the studio, 404-872-0750. 1-800-WSB-TALK. We're going to continue to go to the phones. Ryan Ely, where are we headed now? We're going to Todd in Mableton. Todd, good morning. Welcome to the show. What's going on? How can I help?
Thanks for taking my call. We sold some land, and so we've got probably about $350,000 sitting in savings accounts, actually in two different banks, and we want to get aggressive with about 70% of that in some sort of investment vehicle, and then, of course, keep about 30% of that liquid. We'd love to stretch this over a couple generations. Obviously, we've got a good opportunity to make the right moves for it. So, anyways, just giving you a call.
Well, Todd, I think that's a super important piece of what you just said, that last piece, and that's multiple generations. So, it sounds like you currently don't need the 350 for your own retirement?
Do not.
You did not at all. Wow. So it really opens the horizon up to super long term investing. And if that's the case, then it in my opinion, you want equities. You want dividend paying stocks. You want access to and exposure to markets. And this is a great time there's no perfect time because we might head another 10% lower for here, another 5%. But this is a good time to get invested. So if it were me, I'd take that 70% that I want to invest, and knowing that a chunk of that, the other 30 is still in safety or stability or cash. And then I'd be going to Vanguard right now, and I would be looking at the dividend appreciation fund within Vanguard. I'd look at the S&P 500 fund. I'd look at the Vanguard total stock market index, which is a variation. It's even more diversified than just the S&P 500 option. And then I'd look at the international option that they have. And it doesn't need to be Vanguard. It could be at Fidelity. It could be at Schwab. It could be anywhere. But when we get these market pullbacks, Todd, this is the time to be buying equities. It's a little bit painful. It feels a little bit like you're running into danger. It's kind of like you're running into a fire, which seems counterintuitive. It hurts a little bit. But this is the time to be buying in. So any of those equity-based, broad, low-cost ETFs or funds, Todd, that's how I would get this money working. And I would be doing it sooner than later because we don't know when this thing turns back higher. We just talked about how these corrections go, they're very swift. And then we've been getting recoveries in very short order. So I would be doing this while the market has pulled back 3,000 plus points on the Dow. In my opinion, this is the time to be buying into equities, and broad exposure is the way to go. All right, now, thank you for your call. We've got to do WSB McDonald's prize pack. To find me and the Money Matters team, it's easy to do so. We are here. We're in Atlanta. We've got offices around the country, in Tampa, in Del Mar, which is out near San Diego. So we work with folks all over the nation. But if you're here, or if you're in Atlanta, where we're based, or headquarters, then we're easy to find, easy to access. You can go to wesmoss.com, WESMOSS.com. Those emails come straight to me and the Money Matters team. If you've got a scenario that's getting a little bit more complex and you want to start getting some help and some counsel and some advice on that, and you no longer want to just kind of do everything on your own, then obviously this is exactly what we do on a fee-only basis, and we're available. So you can email me through wesmoss.com, WESMOSS.com. Contact button, upper right-hand corner, comes straight to me. Ryan, what's our prize pack, man?
The WSB Weekend Prize Pack is a family four-pack of tickets to an Atlanta Gladiators home game at Infinite Energy Arena, and a family four-pack of tickets to Snow Mountain at Stone Mountain Park, caller number 11, the prize pack is yours.
And the prize line, 404-741-0750. More Money Matters right here, News 95.5 and AM 750, straight ahead. Good morning. Welcome back to Money Matters, WSB Radio. Wes Moss, your host. We got to get back to, as we close out today, I think the real question for investors right now, as we go through these major corrective periods of time that hurt, they sting. We know, we talked about at the top of the show, that losing money lights up our insular cortex. I think if that's the right metaphor, I don't know if I'm pronouncing that right, four times as much as it does if we're gaining money. So it hurts disproportionately. In a disproportional way when things are going in the opposite direction. And the correction that we've had recently, and it's a full correction now, 10% plus, it's been rapid and it's painful, and I get that. But remember that what these corrections are, as long as we're not going into a major recession, they stay pullbacks to some extent, and they don't typically go into bear market territory. That's what history tells us. So without a recession, in the absence of recession, these pullbacks average about 14%, 15%. We're already almost there. You go into recession, that's when they're 25 and 30% corrections in the market. Where are we on the recession front? There's the rule of 10 from my friend Don Rissmiller of Strategus Research Partners. And Don, over many, many years, talks about the rule of 10, the rule of 10. So this is an easy thing to remember for today. Here's how the rule works: is the economy is more apt to enter recession when the average mortgage rate combined with the average cost of a gallon of gas is more than 10. So if we're above, you add those two together, we're above 10, we're likely going into recession. We're under 10, we stay out of recession. Let's look at those two numbers. What's the average 30-year mortgage rate today? I just looked this up this week. It was 4.4%. Let's round that higher to 4.5 because I think we're going higher to 4.5. The average gallon of gas right now in America is 2.60. Again, probably going higher, but let's call it, let's keep it where it is today of 2.60. Let's add those two together. The number that we get to is 7.1. Comfortably under 10, safely below 10. Now listen, this is a rule of thumb, but a good reminder that high gas prices, high mortgage prices ultimately lead to taking the shine off the economy. Listen, U.S. conference leading indicators, continued expansion. ISM manufacturing in a continued expansion. U.S. unemployment headed lower, not higher. Wages moving higher, but not dramatically. Small business optimism continuing to expand and in positive territory. So I just don't see a recession on the horizon anytime soon. And that's what really matters as we go through this painful and difficult market correction that I believe stays a correction and not a bear market. Nobody has a crystal ball. We don't know for sure. But let's continue to monitor this because recession, fundamental economic numbers, that's what really matters. We'll continue to monitor that right here on WSB. Find me and the Money Matters team at WesMoss.com, WESMOSS.com, right here in Atlanta. Enjoy the rest of this day. Stay tuned to the best programming on the planet. News 95.5 at AM 750, WSB.